From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Berg reporting. Russian opposition leader Boris Nemtsov has been shot and killed in Moscow. The Interior Ministry says that Nemtsov was shot four times from a passing car as he walked across a bridge right next to the Kremlin. The official ITAR TASS news agency says President Vladimir Putin was immediately informed about Nemtsov's murder and that the Kremlin will oversee the investigation. A Putin spokesman said the president said it looks like a contract killing that could be a provocation ahead of an opposition march set for Sunday. VOA Moscow correspondent Daniel Scharf says the march will likely become much bigger than planned and says the opposition will probably accuse the Kremlin of being involved in Nemtsov's murder. President Obama has condemned the killing, calling on Russia for a prompt, impartial, and transparent investigation to ensure those responsible are brought to justice. The U.S. Senate has passed a bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security for only 1 week in an attempt to avert an agency shutdown. The measure goes to the House of Representatives just 2 hours before a deadline when the money for the agency runs out. Funding for the department's employees, which include Border Patrol agents, airport screeners, and members of the U.S. Coast Guard, is set to expire in just about 2 hours from now, unless the House and Senate both pass the same version of a funding bill. Earlier Friday, House members voted 224 to 203 to reject a temporary 3-week Homeland Security funding bill. At issue is a Republican effort to try to overturn President Barack Obama's executive action on immigration. This is VOA News. Kurdish fighters say they have liberated a northeastern Syrian town that was a key stronghold of Islamic State militants. A spokesperson for the People's Protection Units, or YPG, confirmed to VOA that Kurdish fighters had seized the city of Tel-Hamis. Meanwhile, VOA's Kurdish service reports that at least 9 people were killed when Islamic State militants carried out a bombing of a church in Givsh village near Tal-Tamer. At least 4 people were abducted. A prominent Bangladeshi-American blogger who wrote against religious fundamentalism was hacked to death in Bangladesh's capital late Thursday. Avijit Roy, a Bangladesh-born U.S. citizen, and his wife, Rafida Ahmed, were attacked after leaving a book fair at a Dhaka university. Authorities said Ahmed, who is also a blogger, was seriously wounded. Bob Dietz is the Asia Program Coordinator for the Committee to Protect Journalists. He says attacks like this show that Bangladesh's government needs to do more.
We look at the number of attacks against journalists in Bangladesh and then compare it to the number of prosecutions that are actually brought. It's very discouraging. I mean, we don't see any political will on the part of the government to really address this problem in the courts.
An unknown militant group, Ansar Bangla 7, claimed responsibility for the attack. The incident was the latest in a series of attacks on secular writers who have supported free-thinking values in predominantly Muslim Bangladesh in recent years. The man known as Spock to millions of fans of the science fiction series Star Trek, actor Leonard Nimoy, has died from a respiratory disease. He was 83. Known for playing the half-human, half-Vulcan first officer of the Starship Enterprise between 1966 and 1969, Nimoy also starred in 8 Star Trek movies, his last appearance being in 2013's Star Trek Into Darkness. At his star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame Friday, fans mourned his loss.
This is just the big loss for us Star Trek fans. You know, this is like losing your grandfather. He was the ambassador of Star Trek.
It truly is a great loss, and not just for my generation, but for all the generations.
I guess I connected with Spock because he was just so calm. He was like very zen-like. Even like when things were so bad, he was just so chill about it, and I really clung to that, you know?
The son of Orthodox Jewish immigrant parents from Ukraine, Leonard Nimoy was also known as a prolific poet, writer, photographer, and autobiographer. For more, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.